We still got a post office, it's gonna still deliver mail, we still got welfare and social security, that sort of thing. But a lot of things are gonna be shut down, okay? So, now, the good news, that wasn't the good news. You still gotta pay your taxes. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, that's not the good news.
Yeah.
Even though the government shut down, they still want your money.
Yeah.
But the good news is, the spirit hasn't shut down.
Come on now.
Right.
Amen.
Heaven is still going full force.
Yeah.
Blessings are still flowing from heaven to earth for all who can grasp and grab hold of them, right?
Amen.
Amen. So that's the good news. You know, it really doesn't matter what government's doing if we're tagged in to heaven.
Amen.
If we're hanging on to God, if we got the Holy Spirit within us, we're okay.
Yeah.
Amen. So we can celebrate.
That's right.
Rejoice, right?
Yeah.
We can rejoice with Candace over here when she sings. Mm-hmm. Sing this.
Well, it's been a rough few weeks, but I appreciate all your prayers.
Yeah.
And I'm back at it again.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things I long for is a fresh outpouring of the Spirit, a fresh anointing to strengthen me. To, you know, to go and do what God wants me to do. And that's what I wanted to sing about today.
Amen.
All right. Renew us in this day, just like you said you would. Your word is not in vain, our hearts reach in heavenward.
Hallelujah.
Fresh out. Tear the fabric open.
Yes.
Come, Jesus, come. Oh, breath of heaven, nothing left unshaken.
Jesus.
We long for more. We need a fresh outpouring. Release a fresh outpouring, Lord.
Yes.
We need a fresh outpouring. Unleash a fresh outpouring, on display.
Yes.
In our eyes looking heavenward one day.
Jesus.
Fresh outpouring, tear the fabric open. Come, Jesus, come. Oh, breath of nothing left unshaken, 'cause we long for more. We need a fresh outpouring. Unleash a fresh outpouring upon us today.
Yes,
we need a fresh outpouring. Release a fresh outpouring, Lord. There's a fire
stirring in our bones. A shout is rising, rising up inside. Soak the earth and come and fill our hearts. Your voice is calling, calling us to move.
Verse 3?
No, verse 10.
Verse 10, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Second Corinthians 12, verse 10.
Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I'm strong.
Did you get it right?
Yeah.
I did?
Yeah.
What do you think, Brother David?
I think you need to read verse 9.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm. You make that all come together, you know what I'm saying?
You wrote that wrong.
I wrote it wrong. Mm-hmm.
When I am weak, then I am strong.
Ah, yeah. What would prompt me to put this instead of what she said? I wrote it wrong. You're right. The verse doesn't say that, does it?
Uh-uh.
Why would I put that instead of...
Because it's his strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Brother David was saying, wasn't it? You see, Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong.
I'm strong.
Like Mary said, right?
Yep.
But when I wrote this on the board, everybody just accepted it.
Well, I accept it simply because it can go either way, because it's not Paul's strength.
Right.
It's not Paul's strength. It's really
right.
That's right.
It's really God's strength. Yeah. Or Christ's strength.
That's right.
Because in the ninth verse, you know, up he explained it. Hey, it's not my strength.
That's right.
Because he's one with Christ, he claimed it here.
Mm-hmm.
When me and brother, I can go to the bank and although it's a, if it's a joint account or, you know, they treat it as one.
Yeah.
So when you're in Christ and he's claiming this, he can say that.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He can say, when I am weak, then I am strong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what verse comes to mind that makes this ring true? Not verse 9. There's another verse that makes this ring true. Why was Paul...
to let the weak say, I'm strong.
Yeah. Why was Paul identifying so much with Jesus? What did he say?
It's no more I, but it's the Christ.
That's it. He said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by what?
Son of God.
Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Faith in the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, one guy called it, he calls it the exchange life.
Yeah.
I'm exchanging my life for his life.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit comes into me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And I'm no longer saying, what do I want to do today? Rather, when I wake up, I say, God, what do you want to do today?
Yeah.
I have not always considered that.
Right?
But I'm going to get better at it.
You see? It's a totally different mindset.
Mm. That's true. That's true.
Totally
that is so true.
Different mindset.
That's why you have to renew your mind.
What now?
That's why you have to renew your mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's not in me normally. If I hadn't stayed close to God, to get up and say, what do you want me to do today? It's like, what do I want to eat this morning?
What do I want to do today? You know.
Romans 12, 1 and 2, it's really good. I mean, I memorized this a long, long time ago, and it just keeps coming back to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Right? He didn't say a dead sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
He said a living sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
A living sacrifice. That is, we are living always.
Yeah.
Belonging to him. You know, when you took a calf, back in the old days of Israel, they would take a calf and they would take it. It would be a sacrifice. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that calf would be killed. It would be a dead sacrifice. But the thing is, you no longer had a living calf running around in your pasture, did you?
Mm-hmm.
It was not yours anymore. It was gone. All right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, it was a dead sacrifice. It was a sacrifice to God.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We offer our bodies as a sacrifice to God.
A living sacrifice.
Holy and acceptable to him, which is our reasonable service.
Yeah.
That's what we ought to be doing, he said. Mm-hmm. That's just reasonable.
Yes.
That's just reasonable that we give our entire bodies to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is what he's saying here. He said, I identify so closely with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I walk with him. He walks through me. So when I am weak, I am strong.
Yeah.
When my flesh is weak, all right, I'm going to, what you said, be not conformed to this world, but be renewed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
All right, good.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
That you may prove what is the will of God.
Yeah.
What is good, acceptable, and perfect. Yeah. See? This is the way we walk.
Yeah.
This is the way we live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
And the reason you caught that, the reason you didn't catch it, was because it was true.
Yeah, that's right.
And the reason I wrote it, and I didn't catch it, and I wrote it wrong, is that it was true.
Yeah.
Amen?
It is.
Now,
both of them are scripture.
You're right. The thing is, he says, I sought the Lord. Mm-hmm. I sought the Lord about this thorn in the flesh. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. He said, I sought the Lord about it. Three times. Mm-hmm. Three times I sought him. I was diligent. I was studied. You know, I was diligent about it. I stayed with it. Mm-hmm. Three times. He says, but the Lord came back and said, my grace is sufficient.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he go three times and not four times? Because he's got his answer on the third time, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why did he go three times and not two times?
Because he didn't get his answer.
Because he didn't get his answer on the second time. He stayed with it until he got his answer. Right.
Uh-huh.
And he says, look, this is what I desire for you. My grace is sufficient for you.
Yeah.
When you were weak, grace can come in. Be strong.
Yeah.
This was especially important because Paul was having a problem with the unbelieving Jews.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He would come in, try to bring them the good news, and they'd attack him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They'd attack him. What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was a problem that Jesus had.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, Jesus had all kinds of power, right? When the Pharisees came and attacked him, what could he have done?
Yeah.
Called a legion of angels.
That's right. He called 10,000 angels.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But what did he do? He didn't, did he?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he could have struck these Pharisees down when they came and said all kinds of bad things about it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he told them parables that they understood to try to turn them to back to God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So here's Paul. He says, look, Jesus, I'm having a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a problem. These Jews are constantly coming at me, coming at me, coming at me. What did Paul do? Did he hit him back? You hit me, I'm going to hit you. Right?
Yeah.
It's turning the other cheek's not working too well, Jesus. What can we do about this? Right?
Yeah.
I got a stone. I would land down dead on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I get all kinds of beatings and whippings and everything. You know, he went through all this stuff that he got. At the hands of the Jews, he said.
Yeah.
What's going on here? What's going on here? This is what Paul ran into, and this is the way God said, this is the way we're going to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to take vengeance on him.
Right.
Because, he said, I will repay, says the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Vengeance is whose?
Mine, says the Lord.
Yes, vengeance belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
I will repay him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When is it going to come? I'm going to tie something in with you, okay? So y'all can see how this begins to come together. Do you remember when Jesus came to a man? All right? And he walks into the room. All right? And this man has a devil.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, I say that, but we will find out it had more than one devil. And so, Jesus walks in, and suddenly, this man cries out, what have you to do with us, Jesus? Have you come to torment us before our time?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
What have you to do with us? What are you coming to do with us? Mm-hmm. You come to torment us before the time?
Mm-hmm.
That's a kind of a strange thing to say, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I always kind of wonder about that.
He said, before the time, if you come to torment us before, what time are they talking about? What time were the demons talking? Obviously, it was more than what he said. They referred to themselves as the plural,
legion.
Right?
Yeah.
If you come to torment us
before the time.
Before the time. Well, what time is he talking about?
After grace, after the age of grace.
Yeah, with the judgment day, mm-hmm. when judgment comes, right?
Yeah.
And Peter says, the earth and the heavens are going to be burned up with fire.
Yeah.
The elements will melt, yeah. fervent heat, all right? The demon, the devil and his angels are going to be thrown in a lake of fire.
Yeah.
Right? That's the time that he was referring to. Mm-hmm.
Is that the white judgment throne? The great white judgment throne?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. If you look in Revelation, exactly. Mm-hmm. In 21, 22, somewhere there, there's a great white throne judgment, right? Mm-hmm. And it talks about they're going to be thrown into the lake of fire. Mm-hmm. And then everyone whose name wasn't written where? In the book of life yeah. mm-hmm. is going to be put in the lake of fire. Mm-hmm. Okay? He talks about earth, heaven and earth fleeing away. Mm-hmm. There's no place found for them. Mm-hmm. No place found for them? Where are they going to go?
Lake of fire.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to burn up with fervent heat.
Yeah.
The elements are going to dissolve, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That's that judgment that he's talking about. So did Jesus kill them then? Did he torment them then? What did you do with the demons in that man? He just cast them out, right? Mm-hmm. Now Jesus tells us where demons go when he cast them out. Right? You remember in another place, he's talking about, he says, when a demon is cast out, he goes into what? Dry places. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he wanders around in dry places. And then after a while, he decides, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back to that person that had me before, that I got cast out from. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to that person, and I'm going to check things out. Yeah. Maybe there will be a place I can come back to. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. You know, when you cast a demon out of a person, that's not the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That demon can come back and say, hey, you know, if you're still doing the same sin, I can get back in.
Mm-hmm. More. Seven more.
Yeah, exactly. He said, so he comes back and he sees the place all cleaned up. Mm-hmm. Wow, this looks nice now. Mm-hmm. Hey, there might be room for more than me. Mm-hmm. So it gets seven more, even more evil than him. Mm-hmm. And they come in and begin, the guy. And the final state of that guy is worse than it was before.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. why you have to be careful. If somebody don't want the spirit cast out of them, you don't talk them into it. You don't talk them into it, you spiritually get them into it.
Yeah. You know, the deal is, it's kind of far afield here, but when we're in warfare, this is what I really wanted to talk about today, mm-hmm. in warfare. We're in warfare, all right? We got to remember, I always wondered, why don't you just can't kill the demon instead of casting him out? Because mm-hmm. if that can happen, mm-hmm. you know, he comes back in, and God, better off just kill that demon.
Yeah. Can you kill
right?
a spirit?
But okay. I'm not going to exalt my opinion above that of God.
No.
Okay? God's opinion is you don't kill him. You wait until the final judgment, right? Mm-hmm. So, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my opinion and push it down, but keep God's opinion way up here, you know? He's got a reason for it, okay? Mm-hmm. And so, we put on our armor, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
We hold up our shield of faith.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then we pull out the
sword of the Spirit.
The sword of the Spirit, which is the
Word of God.
Word of God.
Mm-hmm. And we cast them out mm-hmm. rather than kill them. Mm-hmm. We cast them out as Jesus told us to do it. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. You cast them out.
Yeah.
Right? We mm-hmm. we are obedient to God, yeah. the Father. Right? We do that by the what?
Word. Word. Yeah, by the word, speaking
right?
by the word.
Mm-hmm. Where's our sword? Is it kept here?
No.
Where's our sword?
That's right.
Isn't it? I'm going to do something. Yeah. I think about it every morning. Get up, move your tail.
Revelation? What does it say in Revelation?
Yeah, they spoke it. In the burn up, whatever. That's right.
And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. Mm-hmm. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength.
Yeah.
Who's it talking about?
Jesus.
That's Jesus, Revelation 1, right?
Yeah.
What's coming out of his mouth?
Two-edged sword.
A two-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
I'm identified with Jesus, right?
Yeah.
So what's coming out of my mouth?
Two-edged sword.
All right.
Right.
It is no longer I who live, but
Christ who lives in me.
Christ who lives in me. Mm-hmm. So when I speak,
Jesus,
sharp two-edged sword comes out.
That's right. Cuts both ways.
And it says in Revelation 2:16, he says, "Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth."
Yeah.
That's good.
We are warriors.
Yes, we are.
We are warriors. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're spiritual. And we fill our minds with the Word of God so that we can just speak the Word without Amen. Having to look it up in the Bible. Because mm-hmm. thy word I have hid in my
heart
that I might not sin against thee.
Amen.
Right?
Mm. Amen.
And we can come and we can fight. Right?
Mm.
And we can win.
Yeah.
Because we have the victory.
Yes, amen.
We have the victory. We are overcomers.
That's right.
Yes, we are.
More than sons of God.
That's right.
We have the victory.
Amen.
So we have to remember every morning.
To wiggle
we get
our
up
tongue.
And we put on our armor, right? The helmet of salvation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, feet shod with the gospel of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Take our shield of faith
mm-hmm.
and our.
What? Oh, so.
Yeah, I could have messed y'all up. Now, we all take the sword, you're going to go. I mean,
no, I thought you would actually help you. You picture it as big and a big sword, and then you use your mouth.
Yeah,
that's what activates.
I tell you, man, when I first read Revelation 1, that was so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Guy standing up with a big sword coming out of his mouth. But now I understand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that word is very powerful.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Amen.
It's powerful in our lives.
Yeah.
Dividing asunder the soul and spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we want to thank you so much for loving us and giving us so much. You've blessed us so greatly. We thank you for Miss Ann who comes and ministers to us. So wonderful.
Yeah.
And we thank you for that. We say blessings upon you, Lord. May we be strong in the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
May we indeed feel your spirit in a strong new way. May we get new revelation and we walk in a new spring in our step. We thank you for that, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.